And I wonder where they're getting this kind of racist rhetoric from.
I wonder.
Could it be from people like Joy Reid? Joy Reid and guests paint Republicans as terrorists who are starting to kill our kids.
When the hell is this even happening?
I'm just wondering the same thing.
What kids are getting killed by Republicans? Get the hell out of here.
The answer is none.
I know. Unbelievable.
But of course, it's all about the coof, which we can't talk about too much here. We're going to take this at face value. Okay. Extremists stepped out of the shadows under Trump. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Well, fine. Let's talk about extremism.
Let's do it.
Now, people like Joy Reid want you to look at a source like this, and all they want you to take away from it is this bullet point. In North America, Western Europe, and Oceania, far-right attacks have increased by 250% since 2014. They're no higher at any time than they've been in the last 50 years.
But you know what's missing?
Actual numbers?
Context.
Context, yeah. Because if 50 years ago, you know, the far-right attacks were 250% more is 2.5.
Or round it up to 3.
Or 3.5, whatever.
I gotcha.
It's not really that big of a difference.
Yeah, I know. And listen, I have looked. I used to sit in, when I was in the Army, with the National, National Threat Database.
Oh, yeah?
We would have basically a come-to-Jesus meeting every year or 2 years about it. And not one time was the White Supreme Pizza ever on that list.
That's because it's only responsible for less than 1% of worldwide terrorism. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
For North America, this is the context that was missing.
Okay.
Western Europe and Oceania. The threat of far-right political terrorism has been rising over the past 5 years. In these regions, far-right incidents increased by 250%. There's that number again, between 2014 and 2019. There were, count them, 89 deaths attributed to far-right terrorists in 2019. So basically, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning after winning the lottery in f***ing Anne Hathaway.
But I would like to know where they're getting that number 89.
Oh, I'm sure that it's probably from the same cooked statistics that take far-left crimes and flip them to being far-right crimes.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
I guarantee it as well.
So there's your context. And now we're going to go to the comparison of the largest terrorist groups on the world data file.
All right, this is the big kahuna here. Now,
oh yeah. Terrorist attacks by group 2013 to 2017. So a fairly comparable range of time. You just got less 1 year in there. The Islamic State alone, 5,665 attacks, 32,280 people killed.
And I'm going to be honest, that number sounds light.
Well, they have different sects within the Islamic State here, too, because you got Taliban listed in here, Maoists, so lots of communism, lots of religious craziness. An additional 33,000 injured and almost 22,000 hostages.
Well, hostages are usually converted to dead bodies.
So even if you took 89 and multiplied that over 5 years, you would have, I want to say it's 445 deaths total from far-right extremisms in the U.S. over a period of 5 years. That is only 1% of what the Islamic State
drop
did
in the bucket. But it's not even that high.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I knowing what I know, I cannot believe at face value what they're putting out.
Well, think of it this, too. This is deaths by terrorism from a single group over a course of 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 people die in auto wrecks in the U.S. every year.
Or more.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been about 25,000 to 50,000 per year. It kind of oscillates, but usually it's around 25 or 30, if I remember
correctly. So it's in the, you know, if we're used to that number, it's in the acceptable death range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I gotcha. Now, what is the smallest one on there?
The smallest one on here is Liwa al-Hag from Syria with one attack and 40 dead. Now, if you actually go down this entire list, there is one key thing you're not going to find, and that is White Supreme Pizza.
Yeah, that's. It looks like it's all Middle Eastern stuff. Yep.
The closest you're going to get is right here, which is anti-government extremists, which they do love to try and paint the far right as an anti-government extremist group in the U.S. And this is between two countries, the U.S. and Chile.
So this is the only place something is mentions United States.
Yes. Three attacks, 59 dead.
That's still a high number for three attacks.
Over 4 years.
Okay. Over 4 years, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But, now, you know, we're the biggest terror threat in this country. It's white men, Donna Limon says.
Yeah, is there any other non-Islamic one in there?
Let's see here. So Iraq, Syria, Congo, Pakistan. So this is probably not Islam. This is Mai Mazembe militia. That's the Congo Republic. Pakistan, Russia, the Caucasus Emirate, whatever the hell.
I don't know.
Peace at Home Council in Turkey. That's aptly named. They must vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. Popular Resistance Committees, that's Western Asia.
Okay.
Free Syrian Army, also Western Asia. Yeah. There's not really a whole lot going on in there.
There's Abu Sayyaf in Luhansk Malaysia and the Philippines.
Yeah, the Luhansk People's Republic from Ukraine, so there's another one.
Yeah, they
But you're talking about a drop in the bucket compared to this whole list.
Wow. I mean,
terrible.
That's big.
So, but, you know.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. We got to talk about the children, right? Planned Parenthood. 354,871 abortions performed last year. I wonder if any of the money that went into them came from Joy Reid.
And here's another thing. They do not actually count every single abortion.
Well, I'm sure they don't.
There's probably a large percentage that just drop off the books.
Yep. And I love how they say, well, it's only like a fraction of what we do. No. 96.9% of pregnant women who seek help at Planned Parenthood have abortions.
That's like seven and three quarters compared to eight. All their services are male or are basically baby termination.
But that's only a little bit of what we do. Please give us
bullshit.
Money.
Bullshit.
And then, of course, the Worldometer. 26,144,299 at the 300 and counting just this year.
But I'm telling you that doesn't count like the morning after pill, Plan B pill.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I know I'm right.
Well, and there are natural ejections, you know.
Yeah.
But like 80% of the eggs that get fertilized in a chick just get rinsed and flushed out of her body once a month during those delightful 5 days she has.
Well, I mean, just imagine, like, some chick goes to a wild-ass party on a Saturday, comes to on Tuesday.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Doesn't know what happened. She walks down to the pharmacy, gets a Plan B pill.
Yeah.
Everything starts over. There's no pregnancy test, nothing. She just got the pill to make sure whatever happened.
Just like in California women's prisons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch yourself some Grunt-speak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and leave the butt hurt at home, okay?